In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. The Department of Defense has confirmed the death of a 26-year-old Fort Carson soldier. Sergeant Devin Seibel died Sunday at Erbil Air Base in Iraq while participating in a routine training activity. A British soldier was also killed in the incident, which is still being investigated. Seibel is originally from Texas and was serving under the Air Ambulance Company based at Fort Carson. He was deployed as part of a mission focused on defeating the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Scientists are working to build more accurate forecasts about the amount of water in the Colorado River. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, a new study from Arizona State University brings in data from satellites.
The researchers are trying to go beyond measurements of how much water is in the river itself. Satellite data tells them how much water is stored in snow and soils to create a more complete picture. Enrique Vivoni is a senior author on the study.
That future forecast, it's what's important for decision makers and planners to be able to make calls about how a river basin like the Colorado River will be managed in the next weeks to months.
As the Colorado River supplies less and less water due to drought and climate change, experts say it's getting more important to track every drop of water in the Colorado River system in real time so cities and farms can plan for shortages. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News, coming up on 6 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock.